It's a NewsBuzz edition of River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer. On Fridays in our NewsBuzz, we like to catch up on some of the news we didn't get to otherwise during our talk shows during the week with some quick conversations. How about this? Whiskey and pork, we know, naturally complement each other, at least those of us who drink whiskey and eat pork. But the team of Templeton Rye Distillery is looking to combine these two flavors in a new way. The Iowa-based company has started the Heritage Pork Project. And this is a project in which whiskey mash will be fed to heritage pigs in the hopes of what? Well, let's find out. Scott Bush is the co-founder and president of Templeton Rye Distillery. Welcome to the program.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
What are you planning to do with the Heritage Pork Project?
You know, Ben, we come up with some different ideas when we're having cocktails, and this was kind of came out of the fact that we do a lot of culinary events around the country. We have a lot of interaction, you know, with top chefs and come to a lot of these events. We really thought it was a way to introduce culinary enthusiasts, you know, most of whom might be wine-focused. We kind of want to introduce them to the rye whiskey category. So okay. We thought, hey, we're using what's called our spent mash. So it's the grain that was used to create Templeton Rye whiskey. We're feeding that to a group of heritage breed pigs, and then we're going to partner with top chefs around the country as well as just, you know, regular folks who are Templeton enthusiasts who might, you know, have a smoker or something like that who want to, you know, work their magic on these pigs and then pair it with our whiskey and different Templeton Rye cocktails.
So this is being marketed as whiskey-flavored pigs, but these heritage pigs are going to be fed spent whiskey mash, as you said, in the hopes that they will somehow taste like whiskey?
You know, I wouldn't say taste like whiskey per se. I think the mash will impart some unique and interesting flavors. I think it will be very interesting to pair it with our whiskey because basically the same grain that was used to produce our whiskey is going to be what was a big part of the diet of these pigs. So that it, you know, there should be some interesting pairings there.
Mm-hmm. So have the pigs, the heritage pigs, been selected for this project?
Yes, they're currently on feed at a small farm over in western Iowa near the distillery. And we've got 25 of them, at least this first go-around. We've had probably hundreds of inquiries about them now, so we're not quite sure how I'm going to have to sort through all of those. But
hundreds of inquiries from more than this, from all around the country, I assume.
It's been, we've got them from 20 states. We've gotten them from three countries. It's something we knew that Templeton fans, you know, the Templeton fans are very loyal and kind of a cult thing, and they like creative and unique stuff like this. We knew Templeton fans were going to love this idea. But I think what's really interesting about it is people, like I said, just culinary people or foodies who maybe aren't even big into bourbons or ryes heard about it, and you know, it's really increasing the reach of our brand and exposing a lot of new people to Templeton Rye.
Mm-hmm. I wonder how will you be selling the pigs whole, a whole slaughtered pig?
Yes.
A whole slaughtered
head on hoof on.
Mm-hmm. And what will that run a person?
Well, they're going to be about $700 plus shipping. The shipping is something we're kind of figuring out all those logistics right now, but we're confident we're going to be able to get them to where they need to be.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you very much. Scott Bush, co-founder and president of Templeton Rye Distillery in Templeton, Iowa. Thanks for this conversation, and good luck with what we'll call the whiskey-flavored pigs.
Thank you, Ben.